your prayer, please. Mighty Father, we want to thank you. We want to worship you once again for this privilege, Lord, that you have given us to gather ourselves again, Lord, for the last service of the day. We thank you for the blessings wherewith you have blessed us, O God, in the Sunday school. Thank you for great and marvelous things that you did in our lives through the teaching. Thank you, O God, for the morning service, Lord. For how again, Lord, you reveal yourself to us, Lord. We are privileged, Lord, to hear those things. Father, because it's not all that you give to, O God, and just as your prophet said, Lord, many people have got, oh Father, Lord, the opportunity, but they turned down, Lord. We just pray that we will not fall in that category, O God. All we are praying is that you will give us the grace, Father, to stay under the SON to get ripened, Father. As we keep feeding upon this word, O God, meditating on the same, praying, O God, till you come. We pray, Father, Lord, that that rapturing faith, O God, you give to each and every one. Bless your servants, O God. Thank you for the little time of rest we had again, Lord. Thank you for the song service, O God, that has gone on, O God. We pray that you bless the song leader. Bless those that gave special number, Lord. No doubt, Lord, all those songs are carrying messages. And the blessing, Lord, that they have brought, Lord, we pray be permanent in our life. As we open your word, Father, to read from the same, Lord, your prophet will always say, every man that go to school can say one thing or the other, but the context, O God, and the revelation behind that word comes from you. We pray, Father, that you will give us yourself, O God. Take man out of the way, Lord. Help us at this hour. Help all your servants, O God, standing behind the sacred desk again this afternoon, Lord. May you use them for your glory. In Jesus Christ's name, we are praying. Amen. You love the Lord? God bless you, and let's turn quickly to the Bible, the book of Joel. It has fallen my Lord that I'll preach this afternoon. I know some people will be looking, they look different. Yeah. The book of Joel, chapter 1. Joel, chapter 1, from verse 1. Alright, God bless you. Say, the word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel, ye this, ye men of old, and give ye all ye inhabitants of the land. Had this been in your days, or even in the days of your fathers, tell ye your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children another generation. That which the palmer worm hath left, are the locusts eating. And that which the locusts are left, are the canker worm eating. And that which the canker worm are left, are the caterpillar eating. Amen. While we are still standing, verse 2, chapter 2, and verse 25. He said, and I will restore to you the years that the locusts are eating, the canker worm and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent among you. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God, that have done wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. You can please be seated while we turn to Genesis. Lastly, Genesis and chapter 20, read verse 6 and 7. Genesis chapter 20, verse 6 and 7. It said, and God said unto him, in a dream, yea, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thy heart, that is Abimelech the king, for I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Therefore suffer I thee not to touch her. Now therefore restore the man his wife. For he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore harm not, know that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine. And may the Lord Jesus bless the reading and the hearing of this portion of his word in our hearts this afternoon, in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you in Jesus' name. For this afternoon, the text that we want to consider is taken from the message that the prophet preached, the restoration of the bright tree. Amen. I know definitely I will not be able to, we can't even exhaust God. Amen. But what I mean is, I can't even finish the thoughts that the prophet was bringing in that message, because I have some things also that I want us to take along with it, and pray that somewhere along the line, the Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. So this afternoon, we want to take that message, restoration. Amen. And from the word, the English word, just as the prophet said, every man that goes to school can just put a meaning to that word. But I'd like to give the meaning that the prophet gave. Brother Brown said, what is it to restore? And he said he rushed home just to check his dictionary. And like Brother Brown told us, when you're looking for the meaning of a word, he said he prefers the interpretation of Webster. Amen. That's why you check in many of his messages, he always gives us the interpretation of Webster. Now Brother Brown said, Webster divine restoration asks, to return to the former owner. Amen. Or to bring back something to his former state, estate of condition. Amen. Now, to restore means to return to the former owner, or to bring back to the former estate or condition. In one of the messages the prophet preached, I will restore, said the Lord. Before he started his sermon, he looked at the young boy and he called him. When the boy came forward, Brother said, give me your wristwatch. You know, sometimes Brother used to do some things that are so funny, and if you don't follow him in the thoughts and the way you should go, you will understand God, because God is so simple. And that's why people say Brother is a typologist. So when he collected the wristwatch, Brother put it and said, nah, I think this wristwatch is not my own. Amen. Then he told the boy to go back. And he was trying to pass a message to the church. And he went further in the preaching. Then he came back and said, you see this wristwatch? I'm not the owner. I collected it from somebody. Now, the interpretation of that restoring back is when he gave the boy back the wristwatch. Amen. But the prophet would have used Ogoju, like we Yoruba would say, and take it. The boy lost it. Oh, they're turning. That is how some people lose things in their life. Amen. Now, and the Bible that we read in the book of First Joel, if you look at it, it was talking about plants. Amen. It says, I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten. What did they eat? Brother Bram said, you know, people call him a typologist. And I think in another message, he was talking that, he said, we human beings, we are like plants. And even the Bible also says so. God likening us to plants like trees, you know, and the rest of that. Amen. He calls himself the husband man and so many things. Now, what is this locust definitely? Like I said, the time will be against us if we begin to go deep. What is this locust? What is this canker? What is this caterpillar? If you read the Bible very well, God said, I am the one that sent them. Amen. Just as we were hearing in the morning. Ha! The ways of God, we cannot understand it. Just like I was sharing with my family, I say, God is real. Amen. Not sometimes if you have experienced God, you have started to say, as God is real, Satan is also real. He said, I will not shake you. Hey. You better prepare, because he will come and shake you. God is real. And Satan is real. Satan is wicked. Imagine a farmer that goes to his farm and go and plant.
Agriculture people are here. I'm not there agriculturists. When they plant, there's something that we call seed time harvest. They put their seed, they give it a time. They are waiting for the harvest. Is that correct? Now, in between the time that they plant the seed and when they are waiting for the harvest, this locust, caterpillar, and this thing come and enter their farm. For you that have experienced something like that, if you have termites in your house and you have a wooden door, you don't treat it. I give you 1 month, the termite will finish that door if you are not careful. They are wicked creatures. And that is how the devil is. Now, if you read that Bible, it says, I will restore what? The years. So it shows Satan can steal years from us. Before we dance, I want to drop some things. Satan can steal years for some people. That's why you look at somebody, I hope I will not be found as a fanatical somebody this afternoon. But the way it's coming to my mind, you look at some people, you are 40 years. Just permit me. You are 50 years. We are all human beings. We are subject to mistake, including myself. Even the prophet, as he said, as we read on the crossover survey, prophet said, I made many mistakes in my life. Many things you should have done when you are 30 years. You fail to do it. Satan is very wise. Remember, he was cunningly, he was craftily. He can use you as a husband against your wife. He can use your wife against you. And if you are not careful, yes, he's going. Or judging law. You begin to eat it. As Pastor, you say, we are staying in the same house, but yet we are enemy to one another. I tell you, there are people like that. But God will restore your marriage back to you. It is not everybody that you see come to church and sit down, wear all fine clothes, and go and go. They are not having peaceful marriage. Let us say it. You say, I want them to use myself. I want to be like Brother Joseph. Hey, don't be like me. You be like God. That's not to say that I'm bad or to say that my wife is bad. No. But I'm trying to, I'm using myself now as a reference to you. May God help us. You see, husband and wife, Satan began to walk fastly. Because he said, God help you. Then you have to watch who is the target. Satan find me bad. We bad last year. I mean, who is the target? Okay, if he come this way, if he use my child, and he brings sickness, you find out every day you are going to the hospital. Satan, Leo, it is one of those evil things. Pama one, kaka one. Is it in your money? Is it in your time? You are supposed to be in your office. You are supposed to sit down, use your senses, research things. But it's taking all of those things from you. Before you know, you have spent 6 months on that sickness. Spend 1 year. Spend 2 years. We can come back and cry to God. God promised restoration. I will read from the Pope. It is your property. Good health is yours. Joy is yours. Peace of mind is yours. Happiness is yours. Riches is yours. If Satan steals it from you, I'm not sending that to make you happy. Don't say, oh, God, just say I come to motivate the people. No, sir. God promised us riches. God promised us comfort. But about me, the message, what's that message now? It cares to you care. He said, it is God wants you to be comfortable. You believe that? He wants your wife to comfort you. He wants your husband to comfort your wife. Why will a husband go to another woman outside? It is a devil. Before you know, 2 years is gone. They are past. That one shame is the devil. But God promised restoration. This year you will have it. Enough is enough. The Bible said we can lay claim. This is my house. Issue. Jaden. Few days ago, I know I disturbed them in their house because I had an experience. I never had that kind of thing in my life. And I just woke up and just a strange thing. I begin to cry. I said, God, I will cry for my children, cry for my wife, cry for everybody. When I came out from that prayer, something tell me in my heart, and I know. And I kept it very secret. I said, yes, God, the battle is won. I'm not waiting for the time. And that's why sometimes people say, I said, but you know they fear. I'm not fear which. I say publicly. They can go back and reinforce. I will reinforce. Because greater is he that is in me than the witch in the world. Satan can steal your job. Yeah, listen.
Satan can steal your job, but God promised you a resurrection. Sometimes you think that Satan is just doing the thing. The target is you. He was the head. You, brother. You, sister. You are the target of the devil. He enter every office. He scatter it. Just watch. Be watching him. Watch the way he moves. You are the target. When God helping you, open your eyes. You say, hey, is it because of me? Oh, God, be merciful. Then they allow many people to suffer because of you. They say, okay, I'm coming. Because why? When God will restore to you those years that have been lost. Oh, brother. It will be like what Sammy said. When God tore away the captivity of my people, we were like them that wept. It will not be like, oh, what happened? That is how God works. So. Because why? It's the one that have the final say. You believe that? Oh yes, it's the one that have the final say. He didn't promise us to sleep or wake up in language. No, that's not the will of God. The will of God is for you to be happy. Anything that wants you to be unhappy is the devil. And you can cast him out. Cast him out from your life. Cast him out from your family. Cast him out from your work. If you are lazy, it is the devil that wants you to be lazy. Rise up and say, God, give me strength. Amen. You love the Lord? The man said, you see, to restore means to bring back to his rightful owner. That's paragraph 84. From the restoration of the bride tree. Bring back. Like a song we used to sing. Bring back those happy days. When the saints will come to church, shake one another. Shalom, bro. Shalom, see. You know there is love in between your heart. But today, Kilo Shele. It is the devil. And before you know, but thank God, for the Bible promised us, you saw that code we read in, that the Ashanti pastor read? Before the rapture, we will all come back. We will all be one. You look at all these divisions that are happening today. It is the devil. He's trying to waste our time. But one thing he doesn't know, he can never waste God's time. God has a plan. God has a program. No matter how Satan thinks he's stealing your time, he can never steal it. In the life of that man by the pool of Bethesda, Satan would have thought that would have been the head of that man. Think of it, like I said, 38 years. It took years from that man. It's just a good example. For example, now, I know sometimes when you write something, it's so catchy that it gets the attention of the people. For example, now, a man, let me use myself, but God forbid. Now they should say, Brother Joseph stole. I stole something that is not mine. And the Lord touched me. And they put me in prison. And they take 10 years from me. I have a friend now in the north. He's in prison. They take 10 years. Imagine what. I have a wife. I have children. By the time I'll be coming back, maybe white hair would have been growing on my head. Tell me, can I be like somebody that is free? If I have a business, can my business be like somebody that is free for 10 years? That is how Satan kills some people. Now, I begin to think of this, my fellow friend. He was taken last year. He has a computer business. I look at it, I say, this brother now is almost will be 1 year. He now make me remember one personal friend of mine when I was also in Kano. This is an elderly brother. I love that man so much. He has a good spirit. Though his doctrines might be wrong. And when I saw him, I said, Pastor, how are you fearing? Because for me, this is a practical. Can they read Bible? When the Bible says they carry Paul, they put him in prison. They carry Peter, they put him in prison. I went to the prison, sit down with Pastor. I don't want to mention his name. Some of you might know the case. I don't know, Pastor. What happens? And I begin to narrate. Then I look, oh, Satan is wicked. The years this man would have been behind the pulpit, Satan is wicked. Whatever maybe the man might have been wrong, I don't know. But whatever, the target was the man. He conspired people in his office until they team up close him in it. And they say, the poor pastor put him in the prison, and then from Kano, sometimes they take him to Kaduna prison.
There was a time they began to relax the thing. The man will come and preach for us on Sunday. If I'm blind, my wife is there. After I preach on Sunday like this, the car will go carry and go crazy. It's there outside of church. Ah! And I do, God, if people walk, I want to walk like this for you. No matter how Satan will find me, Lord, I will still even preach inside prison. But what are we talking about? Look at those years. Maybe I can't remember how many years that pastor stayed, maybe over 5 or 10 years. We can call him wasted, right? That is how Satan deal with people. But God promised restoration. I remember those times. Yes, they might be going about it the wrong way because that was what they believed. One of the days when we came to the church, they told us, everybody off your shoe as you are coming there. We will pour anointing oil and mix with salt. I said, what? It's not in the Bible, Pastor.
Well,
you can understand what I'm talking about. And I look, they will say, the people against the pastor in the church. I said, in the church? If they're in the church, cast them out now. Yes! If the evil spirit that are doing the pastor in the church, cast them out. Until they know they begin to do things, causing division in the church. I had to take my stand and say, I think enough is enough. I left the place. Amen. But what are we talking about? Restoration. God promised us there's going to be a restoration. He promised the restoration of the bright tree. Amen. He promised that he's going to have a church without spots, without wrinkle, without any of such thing. And I believe I'm one of them. Amen. No matter how bad the world might have been, no matter how bad the world is getting every day, rotting every day, God will still have that bright. You believe that? Oh yes, brother. It is yours. May God help us in Jesus' name. Now, paragraph 84. Verbal said to restore means to bring back to his rightful owner. See? And restore, a claim must be enforced now to bring anything back to his rightful owner where it belongs. Therefore, some way it went, okay? Some way it went away from its rightful owner and can wander around anywhere. But to restore is to bring it to who really owns it. Are you here? To bring it to who really owns it, or to bring it to its natural estate where it was at the first time. Bring it back to its natural condition. And in order to do this, we have a right to enforce. Amen. We have a right to enforce. If there is a law to enforce this rightful condition of restoration, like if somebody stole some property, just like I use myself, and they are holding the property captive, then you can take the law and go to this person. Then you can take the law, go to this person, and the law forces or enforces this person to restore this property back to its natural owner. Is that right? Into its liable force estate, enforcement. See? Oh, what a text. How I love. I like to have to. Okay, we're professing that. Now let's go to paragraph 88. Right, so then, you see, we have the privilege. Yeah. We have the privilege to enforce upon Satan. Are you there? You, sister, you have the privilege to enforce upon Satan. If Satan is stealing your, let me use for instance, stealing the health of your child, you have the right to take it back. Take back what the devil stole from you. I think that's one thing I love in one of the churches in Kano. When they sing very well in the spirit and they shake and they dance. Oh my, I really like it. I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. Hey, took back what he stole from me. Oh, took back what he stole from me. I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole for me. It's under my feet. And they demonstrated where. I love them. It's under my feet. It's under my feet. It's under my feet. Satan is under my feet. You believe that? Oh, yes. Remember what the Bible talked about Satan.
is a man that comes to what? Steal, kill, and to what? Destroy. It doesn't have any good thing. And you think he will leave you, brother? He will not leave you. If it's possible, he will steal your ancestors. But the target is to get you away from God. If it's possible, he will burn your house. You think that Satan likes good things? If it's possible, your car, he will let it to go missing. We will come to him. Abraham gave a testimony of a brother that stole his car. How God restored the car. Amen. I don't know if it was this church. Somebody was testifying today. They stole something from her or from him and they saw it. Somebody said that, right? I had covered. Sister Shalom. Yeah. That's the God that we serve. You believe that? Yeah, I think I was also. Yeah, that's not the one. Now I remember. It was a sermon I was listening to, and the minister was giving a testimony that it was his phone. He was traveling from Kaduna and I think maybe to Abuja. He didn't know his phone fell in the vehicle. And while he was looking for it with his friend, the friend had gone ahead, not knowing God sent a crippled man to give him the phone. He said that when he looked at it, they had searched everywhere, they didn't see. The car had gone, so to him, the phone had lost. So that his friend was changing the car to get it, not knowing the phone was not in the car. Now, when he collected it from this man that was, you know, lame or crippled, he said there, he turned back like to say, thank you, sir. When he turned, he couldn't find the man again. You believe something like that? I know some people can find it. You can say, I may have experienced that. I lived there many times. I will be in the house and I will tell them who carried my token in this house. Because that is the pass to any transaction I want to make. I'll be so scared, Lord. This little change I have in my account. Magical for Lord. Somebody will say, oh, don't. Maybe you call the bank. They should block the account. I will look for it. Many times I lost my ATM. I will look for it. And before you know, I will sit inside the car. Maybe that I carry that car wash with wash. They steal something, they steal jack, but they don't see this one. It is God. How come that they did not see this one? Amen. Even if God permitted them to steal it, he promised restoration. You believe that? At least one that I've experienced in my life. Satan steal 20 years of my life, or maybe over 20 years. I was living in sin. You say, it's so, yes. It's 20 something years of my life. He blind me. I don't know what they do. I thought I was a good boy, big boy. When I wear baggy and do all those things, I feel good. When I should have been using my life serving God, I should have learned how to pray that time. Now I did learn how to pray very well. I tell you, until you reach some great battle sometime, you will learn. Nobody will tell you. You for yourself, you will learn it. Fasting, you will learn how to fast. They fast when you don't want to learn that. You will learn it. We had it. God will give you some trouble like this. Where is Sister Shalom? Maybe he said, you go to school that daddy was not there. Anybody teach you how to make bed? You learn it now. Sorry that I call you the general. But God knows how to do his things. Amen. You will learn. That's the way he teaches every one of us. Young brother, young sister. 20-something years. Let us examine ourselves this afternoon. Are we living our life for God or we are living our life for the devil? You are wasting your years. Yes, maybe you are only a minister. You don't know. The earlier, the better you surrender. The better it will go for you. But you continue to go like that. Say, nah, I will just give me 2 years. 2 years will go again. You see that you have not answered the call. Hey, look, 2026. You have not answered the call. That's even if God permits. You see the years going. And you look, oh God, now I want to come back. Hey, that time you might be coming back. You might be coming with bruises. May that not be your worship. Your sister. You are enjoying yourself now. Every boy say you are the sugar in my tea. You are the air in my phone. That's very good. They know how to toast you very well. That's fine. But remember, as Pastor we say, your mother and every of these our older sisters, they were one time like you. Very soon that beauty will fade away. Oh my. If you don't surrender yourself now, calm down. The original beauty is the one that they inside. And let your leave your body for your husband and live your life for God. What did the Bible tell us, you young people? This your age, you should use it in what? Serving God. Because the time will come. I tell you, when you marry, you go cry, Lord, I want to pray. You won't see the time. Because if you're a woman, you will cook for your husband. If you don't go, you are breaking scripture. It's the work of the woman to go. Yes! You will take care of your husband, you take care of your children. Is that not so? Abi wajaka o mo e ma wo tata loti ni. Mo abu e. You take care of your house, make your house neat, comfortable. May God help us. But when you years, wait for those years, you are doing fashion. For example, some of you, hey Lord, I will say this. Some of you, you are doing guy, brother come now. You say, I'm not ready. Hey! Brother God, this is not my standard. Then what? Who is your standard? A child of God is not your standard. When you should go and pray, did you even pray? That is why some of you, but like I said, I know it's a hard thing, but I will say it. Some of them will not enter 34 years, sister. Hey, pastor, we must go to the mountain. The time you should marry, you know, marry. Let us talk truth as truth be. Yeah. The time that you should settle down, you are waiting for. I don't know what you are waiting for. You are waiting for Mr. Right. Maybe that brother was Mr. Right. But by your own calculation, you judge him wrong. Do you know how many years of your life you have wasted? For example, if you have taken him, this is me, not the Lord. If you have taken him now, maybe at 25 years, and from that 25, maybe that brother is 27 or 30, whatever age he is. You begin to walk together with that brother. Remember, marriage is a walk. It's a walk. Two of you, husband and wife, I just check back on it. It's a walk. You begin to walk, and build something. God blesses you. You build your little home. God bless you. You build a small castle. Maybe you have a little business. You are using it to manage yourself. Half you are serving the Lord. Day by day, by and by, things begin to get brighter. Things begin to get better. Is that correct? The billionaire that was a billionaire, that is a billionaire today, did he just become a billionaire? No! He had to work for it. Then if you work, you know if you work. The person that married, the woman that married the billionaire, if you have her when she married him, maybe it was not a billionaire. But you have a divide, he don't chop. Yeah! He might be so ashamed when he's walking, he don't want you to see the back of his shoe. But God will change the story. Amen! The fact that a man is something today doesn't mean tomorrow God cannot restore him to where he's supposed to be. Amen! Because as the prophet said, it is your privilege. That thing, it is yours. For example, health is yours. Good life is yours. Happiness, peace of mind is yours. But Satan can steal it from you. He can steal your time. That's why for some of us young people, from we preach now, finish, you go home, just look at it. You begin to press this thing from 8 p.m. till 1 a.m. How much will that eat? I want us to be very sincere. I'm also talking to myself. At least we know people that press it and they make money from it. But you that you just did from Facebook, you enter Instagram. Say, I've got to say they abuse us today. Sorry, yeah. From Instagram, you enter another one. You just enter from this one, you enter. When you finish, you can't use film. Close the day. Remember, you have just dashed MTN 5,000. You have enriched MTN and you have made yourself poor. What you have just done, let me tell you, you have wasted 5 hours of your life. I know that. That's why I say I will take it slowly, including myself. Every one of us, let examine. Because time, English people say, time now, money. Yes, now I know they joke with my time. No time for nonsense. If you don't have anything important for me, don't come and tell me. If I'm not using my time for God, I'm using it for something productive for myself. Oh, yes. Young people, just consider that. If your answer is not productive to you, check yourself. I think we are living in a great day of technology. It has its good, it has its bad. Is that not so? The man, the woman that is making money from it. I'm not saying you people should go and do things that are ungodly. But there are people that are using it to make good things for themselves. I'm awakening you that you should open your eyes. You don't sleep too much. Satan is deceiving you every day. When you start from 8 o'clock like that, you go 1 o'clock. 5 hours of your life gone. For some of you, maybe now one brother, they waste that time. Today, as they go out, go and scatter that stupid relationship. I call it stupid. Look at you people are chatting for 3 hours. What are you talking? 3 hours. Add 3 hours to this. How many hours don't go so? 8 hours. You call me in the night, 8 p.m. They call you. Come and wash plate. Mommy, I don't wash plate. Because you are doing nonsense. I think I'm exposing devil, Abby. Come and look at your room. Your room is so scattered. For your information, nobody tell me anything. Nobody say, ah, daddy, you report me to God. Just say, nobody reports. And the spirit give, that's why they talk out. Amen. They call you, your room is scattered. Come and fix the room. Hey, I'm not fixing the room. What are you doing? I'm weak. But you are on the phone. Right? Another 2 hours. Oh yeah, if you not go to anything, come and eat. This generation now, you have to beg them to come and eat. The food that they did not prepare. Sometimes I ask myself, am I in this generation? I'm even confused. I don't know which one to call myself. I say, maybe that's why they say I'm in the old group. Yeah, I think I prefer to go to the old group. Because this one, I don't want to be associated with them. As the pastor say, some of them cannot walk. Yeah, I'm saying some of them, because I'm already out. Me, I can walk. You tell me now, walk from here to LA, LA, I will trek out. Make a tell now. May God help us. They call you, come and go to the farm. Do something you don't want to do. Then what do you want to do with your life? As the Bible says, man that does not walk should not eat. Amen. You want to eat food, but you don't want to walk. You think it's easy to make the money? Your father pay house rent. If you are not living in your own house now, if you are living in your house, remember, it's not your house, it's your father's house. Let me correct that amen. What do I say? It's not your house. Whether you are a boy, whether you are a girl, someday you will leave that this house. Amen. Yeah, and you have got to go and fix your own house. If you're a boy, be a responsible boy. Learn to wake up early. Yeah, if you have wasted that time, begin to cry now. God, I want a restoration in my life. I am 30 years. I don't even know. What am I doing? Spiritually, zero. Physically, zero. Financially, zero.
If we say, make we look your bank account now.
Nothing inside. Are you the new brother? You serve those girls. May God have mercy on you. How much you want you to marry the girl? And they put the message away. Yeah, how much you want you to marry the girl? Now 10,000 they use marry. May God help you. You waste your year. Before you see, 1 year pass, 2 years pass, 3 years. Then that person will come and give body to the church. It's too bad. It's not supposed to be. I know this thing may sound deliberate and very funny, but it's not funny. That is the way Satan deceives us and manipulates us. I tell you that they don't love somebody in the church. They are come now, my brother. Okay, you people say, we should walk. I want to walk. Pastor, pray for me. We pray for you. But have you write your CV? I don't know how to write CV, Pastor. Shame on you. You are 30 years, you don't know how to write CV. You should close your eyes like this. What did I say? Close your eyes. In this generation, you are 30 years, you never know how to write CV. You say, but just say, this one in the code. I'm telling you what is good for your life. 30 years, you don't know how to write good CV. You close your eyes. 30 years, you don't know how to enter an office to present your idea that will turn to money. Close your eyes. Satan has wasted taking years from you, taking time. It's that time that you wake up. If you are not doing something, at least physically progress. If you are not even doing fine spiritually, then we want you to do fine spiritually. Amen. But are people today, I don't know.
May God help us.
One thing that Satan can steal from you, remember, is your time. It can take years from you. But the Bible promised restoration. God promised restoration. And some of the ways he used are what I've said that sound very funny. Is that not correct? For you as a young girl, when that boy is chatting you, when you are supposed to read in the school, they are paying heavily for you to be in school. You are wasting the time chatting. Then you will not remember, hey, GST 104. Ah, how many hours? 30 minutes. Crashing lunch in here. You will fail. You can never pass. I tell you, you will fail. A course that the lecturer will be taking for how many months? You just won't use 30 minutes. It's not possible now. And some of them, they go, they just want to do big boy on the campus, do big girl on the campus, and you waste time. You know that you have been carrying, you have carry over, spill over. First year, you have something you should rewrite. Second year, you will not tell anybody at all. Yeah, I don't know why these things are coming, I just have to say. You won't tell anybody. But remember, somebody is paying money. They maybe go have mercy on you. The thing will come bust. Daddy go, yes. Say, hey, how many F now you get? Say, I get F5, I'll be 8. Oh, yeah, where do we start from? And you are in 311. Is it that they what they expel you? I'm making all of the, they tell you go back home. They say, okay, maybe you can have mercy on them. Let's change his department. Have you not wasted your time? May God have mercy. Young people, wake up. Because you will become father tomorrow. If there is a tomorrow, you'll be a father tomorrow. If your child do the same to you, how will you feel? Young girls, you'll become mother tomorrow. If your daughter do it to you, how will you feel? Will you be happy? You won't be happy. May God help us. Don't waste your time. Don't allow the devil to deprive you of your time. Amen. Now before this time go, let's talk about home life. God wants us to be happy in our home. As husband and wife, God wants you to be happy. Let me tell you one secret. I think I've said it before in this church. You see this family togetherness. I can't remember the message now. But the Bible said that is God's great plan. You know, to have one big family. I can't just remember the quote now and the message. Oneness, right? God bless you. It is his plan to have one big family. Where the father is united with the mother, the mother is united with the children, children are united with mother, mother with father. But the Bible says it's a lovely picture. Are you there? But the Bible says when you see a stranger that come in the house, he says, know that it is the devil. Before you know, Junior is 2 years. He will get out from sucking breast. It will become 5 years. It starts school. Before you know, relationship you should have with Junior. Junior tells of her, but daddy, I'm leaving your house. Like a sister was asking me, is there a big young people? What's wrong with you people? When you get to that age, I said, me myself, I did that. When I was 20 years, I told my father I want to leave the house. If you do not have that relationship with a child, when you should have it, I tell you, you can never have the time again. You will look for that time. You will not see it. This is the time. If you have young children, whatever you want the child to be, you better put it in him now. Because there is coming an age. There's coming a time when you talk to Junior, he go open eyes and say, daddy, I'm making my money. So what do you want to tell me? Yeah. That's the age we are living in now. You say, I will disown you. You say before, at the way where you disown me. I just want to tell you that I have a house since, but you don't know. These children of nowadays, may God have mercy upon us. The time that you have to keep them around church, especially with parents, let us not fail to keep them around us. Teach them how to pray. Don't be the kind of parent when it is time for family that you say, I'm tired. If you are the daddy, remember you are the one that is supposed to organize the family prayer. I want us to pray. You are the one that's supposed to organize the family prayer. You see that you are so weak. Maybe you are the daddy, you come in late, like me sometimes. And you get so tired, and you cannot wake up by 5 o'clock. Tell your wife. She's your lover, right? She's your friend. Tell her, wake me by 5 a.m. We have set 5 a.m. in the family to pray. Don't establish something that says, daddy is this sleeping. And before you know, daddy is this sleeping. I have a multi-law school. You are planting something in that child.
He will go up someday to say, we don't used to have family prayer every day in our house. Any day we are tired, we can just forget family prayer. No, it should not be like that. Same thing at Max. Put that culture in there that when they go home, those things will not leave them. Are you here now? Let it be in there. Because sooner or later, like I said, this generation, once they are 15 years, they are beginning to think they want to leave your house. So if you don't make them your friend, hey Joe, when do you want to make them your friend? My daddy now, like I said, then my daddy called me on the phone and said, Joseph, report now. I tell you, the kind of bomb, you will see me tomorrow in Kaduna. I know something is at stake. For him to say, come now, something is at stake. That's because of a training that they are putting me. How many of us parents can tell our children like that and they will start running to us? It is the fruit of what we sow. Oh yes, I know it sounds very harsh, but that's the truth. Whatever you sow, you will reap it. Because remember, like I said, this sermon that talked about the restoration of the battery, gave us, just like Christ is using human beings to typify plants. Amen. And the person that is responsible is Satan the devil. He gives the father so much work until he neglects family prayer. He gives the mother so much work too until he neglects taking care of the children. The love that mother should have with you. No, it should not be like that. Mother is somebody that loves
you. Don't disturb me.
Who will they disturb? They won't disturb you. Like I used to say, if they don't disturb, who they go disturb? You are the mother. I'm the father. They should disturb me. Yeah, they want to jump on me. Jump on me now. If you want any friend, I am your friend. Create that relationship with your children. Because time is coming, sooner or later, you might not have it. May God help us. But Abraham promised restoration. Jesus promised us restoration. Amen. Amen. You believe that? If you have lost it, you can pray tonight and say, God, help me. I remember one time, in closing, see, I said, you will not be able to say many things. One time, and I think that was just me, when my dad gave me the last lashing of my life. I remember I did very bad. He gave me lashing. And I did not forget. 12! And I know, I said, God, is this man really my father? Then I look at the way my younger ones were coming. I said, I tell you, I'm not training these ones the way you used to do also. He said, your people, your time has passed. And I know it's okay. Then I noticed the strategy that I used to do. He will call them. The kind word he will tell them. When they are leaving his room, they are crying. I look, say, okay. Feel like, say, this one, he passed the one they used to tell us. Or they used to give us that time. I say, okay. Then, you know, one time, as I started growing and getting wiser, I began to ask him certain questions. He said, you see, it's not everything that you use came for. Then I watch him, I say, okay. He said, you see, I learned to pray more with you people now. Because you say you have become a strong meat. I said, hey. He said, if I tell you people now, what if you blow me? I said, hey, so you said no. So he said, now I'll put that thing aside. It is prayer. Amen. And as the prophet said, whatever Satan stole from you, you can use prayer to enforce it back. You can claim the child back. Have you lost your child? I tell you, you can claim him back. Do you believe that? God still restores. Are you a believer? There are people that have lost their children. But God restore the children back to them. And if that is your desire, even this afternoon, God can do that for you. If you have lost whatever it is in your life, maybe opportunities, God helping us in the next opportunity we have in the next service, will take many things that you can lose. You can lose opportunities. People come and say, oh, come and do this thing. Maybe you don't want to do it. That's fine. Give them the reason why you don't want to do it. But maybe certain opportunities that would have led you to something else, and you lose it and say, that man that I met, I didn't know it was somebody that would have helped me in my life. I missed it. Beyond good enough, I say, oh God, now I realize my fault. Have mercy upon me. Can I come back?
If it is in the will of God, God will open the way for you. Amen. Whatever it is that you have lost, you can go back to your house because church is not enough. I want us to pray within the next 5 minutes. Let's just bow our head. Whatever you have lost, you talk to God for the next available minute. Say, God, I want you to restore. If it is years that you have lost in your life, say, Lord, I want you to restore to me the years that the canker worm, the palm worm, caterpillar has eaten, which I know these are all demons, the prophet said. It's still my peace, it's still my joy. But you promised me restoration, oh God. I know I'm supposed to be a servant of yours, but I'm wasting my time, Lord. I want you to restore me back to my prayer life. You used to be that brother that used to pray very well. You used to fast, but what has happened to you today? You can come back, brother. You used to be that girl that was so pure, so chaste. But one boy has deceived you somewhere, wasting your time. Satan has deceived you through social media, wasting your time. Even to this afternoon, this evening, you can go and cancel all those wrong things. Cancel those wrong friendships. Cancel those wrong accounts. Say, never again. This is Satan. He has deceived me too much. As parents, as families, the time I should stay with my wife, the time I should stay with my husband, I've gotten to crossroad. My wife, look at what is before me. And maybe God would have just used your wife to help you. But you thought your wife was a devil. God will give you a devil, Abby. Or you thought your husband was a devil. And look at how many years of your marriage you have wasted in unhappiness. You are not happy in your marriage. Even this afternoon, God can give you restoration. God can give you peace in your marriage. God can give you peace in your home. You are parents, you have never had time of fellowship with children. Oh, I went somewhere last year with my family, and I was just looking at those family. It was December, and they tie canopy. They cook rice. They cook, you know, like a party. And I came, we asked them, is party going on here? They said, no, this is just family reunion. This is how we used to do it when our grand people were around. And we have tried to keep it a culture. Send me somewhere along the line. Satan came, made two brothers to begin to fight one another. And they didn't hold it for years. But now they came together. I said, oh, I love that thing. If God can help me, Lord, you can bless me so much. Let me also have that reunion. We are together with my father, together with my mother, together with my siblings. It's a wonderful thing. But what is keeping us apart is the devil. Why can't brother and brother come together? Look at it in business. You go to the north, you will see brothers, they call it brothers and co, or John and Peter Enterprise. But in our place here, you hardly find things like that. Satan will tell you, if you tell your brother your secret, he will run you down. He will finish you to zero. I tell you, it is just the devil. God can restore back what we have lost. You cannot go back to that your brother now because he's doing very fine. And you look at yourself, you are not doing fine. To go back to him, you know that you didn't do him well when both of you were growing up. But now to say, hey brother, I made a mistake. If we had worked together that time, maybe we would have gone far in life. God have mercy upon me. Forgive me of my ignorance. Forgive me of my poor discernment. Discernment sometimes can make us to waste our time. Somebody that will have been our helper, we will think is our enemy. Let's cry to God this afternoon. Say, God, help me. We have underrated somebody that would have helped me. I want to repent this afternoon and go back and say, sir, I'm very sorry. Ma, I'm very sorry. They gave you advice in that your company, do like this, other establishment. For your own growth, maybe you just have to go back and study more. And because of that, you hated that man. Hey, maybe they would have given you a greater opportunity in that establishment. You didn't know. And you left there. May God have mercy. By your poor discernment, by your poor judgment, you lost the opportunity. But this afternoon, if you can surrender yourself to God and wait before God in a place of prayer, God can restore it back to you. Like I said, if you have lost job, whatever it is that you have lost, maybe for some that is like contract, and you just examine the thing. Why did this thing happen the way it happened? Remember, like we said, you are the target. You are the target of the devil. For your sake, you can go in prayer and pray because of you. God will restore back the job. And through you, God will feed again 1,000 people. Who tell you that God cannot do it? God answer prayer. He does answer prayer. In closing, before we hand over to the associate pastor, remember where we read in Genesis? Abraham, our father of faith, he did something that somebody would have said is a mistake. Because why? He was a man. He was afraid when he looked that Sarah has changed. Himself, he has changed. And he looked at this place that we are going to. If people see you, they can kill me. He said, when we get there, tell them I am your brother. I will tell them that you are my sister. And because of that, the king, your king, Abimelech, he saw Sarah, Mama Sarah, very beautiful. He said, I'm going to marry this woman. You better stop that thing you are doing. In the night, God visited him in his dream. And he said, God, you know the integrity of man. God said, I know, that's why I'm telling you. Restore the man back his wife. He's my prophet. Don't touch that woman. Restore her back the same way when you collect her. Just carry her like that. I tell you, that is how God will do to you. If you can be sincere. If I can be sincere. And wait on it in prayer that, Lord, I might have wasted my years. I might have wasted my time. I might have wasted opportunities in my life. Be merciful to me. Restore to me all that I have lost by way of ignorance, by way of God's disarmament. While all eyes are bowed and all eyes are closed, aside those at the altar, you want to be remembered with hands lifted up to God. Say, God, remember me. Remember, as God Abraham said, this is not a ritual. Science says, no man, our hands should be down. But you are lifting it and say, Lord, I surrender. I cannot help myself. I'm a total failure. I fail you. I fail myself. But I want you, Lord, whatever it is in my life that I have lost and I know it is my own. Today, I'm going to the enemy's camp and I'm taking it back. My only life that I should have, I'm taking it back. My finance, I'm taking it back. My job, I am taking it back. My home, I am taking it back. My marriage, I'm taking it back. My peace, I'm taking it back. So shall it be in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Where we have our hands up, let's say this chorus before we pray. Creating me a cleaner, oh Lord, and renew the right spirit within me. And Easter sunrise service and was talking about restore. Lord, the Holy Spirit picked that word to the prophet and came back that same day to preach a very lengthy sermon, Restoration of the Bride. Lord, and by your grace, he went to the scriptures to see that it was a prophecy. It's laying there and it's a promise for Jehovah. And he said to restore is to restore back, bring back to its original condition. Something that is lost to be brought back. Lord, use different examples, even the loss of a brother's car. And he has told us that we have that authority as your children to enforce this. And the Holy Spirit is your agent, is the law enforcing officer. And we are your children. We have the authority of heaven according to the scriptures to enforce it upon whatsoever that belongs to us and the enemy has stolen in any form, taken away from us. Gracious eternal Father, as your children have heard, some at the altar, answer up everywhere. You know exactly what is in the heart of each person. What is it that they have lost and they want restored? Thou art God, I have access to every heart, and I know every request behind, both being an altar and raised up. You are the God that knows every secret. And Lord, we are also glad because you have already given unto us an answer already through your word, that when we ask, that we shall receive. And when we seek, we shall find. And when we knock, it shall be opened unto us. Your children are asking this hour, Lord, that they want certain things to be restored back unto them. Lord, whether it is property, whether it's a spiritual blessing, whether it's a family inheritance, whatsoever it is that your word has provided for. And your word says you are rich unto them all that call upon your name. We bring this request before you. Lord, by your grace, we are your children. And Lord, as a servant of yours, after this short message has gone forth, and has created this request in the heart of your children, we charge the devil to give up every property that belongs to your children, whether it is health, whether it is work, whether it is a soul desire, whether it is a spiritual condition. We charge the devil to remove his speedy hands. You spoke in the days of your flesh at the grave of Lazarus. Say, lose him and let him go. And death obeyed your voice. Therefore, whatsoever the situations are in the life of your children, around themselves, around their family, that your word has given to us as heritage and the enemy is taken away from us, in the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke him at this hour, and we charge him by the authority of your word, that he should lose his hands on those, lose his hand on God's properties, and let the people have their blessings. Let them have their good health. Let them have their joy. Let them have their peace. Let them have their satisfaction. Let them have their provision. Let them have their blessings. Whatsoever it is, let them have their children. Whatsoever it is that is a promise of yours, release it back unto them in the name of Jesus Christ. May the devil be defeated on every hand. Thank you, eternal Father. To you be glory, to you be honor and adoration. The faith to sustain the blessing, give to everyone their Father. Thank you, King of glory. Replenish your servant you have used and lift up the honor of his ministry. Thank you, Father. As we continue to meditate on this, may our faith be stronger on a daily basis. May we never, O God, give up for the devil on anything, Lord. May we go and press on until we have the substance of our request. Thank you, gracious Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. as we dismiss, after you have done so much for us today. Take us back to our home safely. Give us a wonderful week, O God. This will be the first full week of this year. And the children, school children, they will be resuming, workers will be resuming. May your grace and your mercy resume with your people. All that is needed for this resumption, especially for children, may you make provision, dear Father. May the peace of God that passes all understanding be the portion of your children. May your blessing follow each one. Make a way for the jobless. Give them good job, dear Father. Take away laziness from us. Give unto us strength to act as your children, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. May you prosper the work of our hands. Rebuild the borders for our sake, O God. Let your blessings be our portion. Thank you, King of glory. Blessed be your wonderful name. For travelers, may your protection be upon them. Your servant that have traveled since we coming back either tomorrow or next, whichever day you decide to return back, we pray you bring him here safely. Thank you, righteous Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. For hearing and granting our petition, for we have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving. When we'll be back here on Wednesday by your grace, may your grace gather us in our numbers for more of your blessings. In Jesus Christ's name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. The Lord bless you. We thank the Lord for bringing us to church today and for giving to us the portion of his blessings for this day. We trust him that this year will be more wonderful than the past year. God bless you richly. Our next service will be Wednesday by the grace of God. May the Lord keep us today. Shall we rise? Hymn number 30. I'm pressing on the upward way. New eyes I'm gaining every day. I see praying it onward as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Hymn number 30.
Oh, I'm pressing on.